Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 10:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I have got two very special guests lined up. And they will be competing one-on-one this Saturday for Battle on the Border. And I see one of them has called in. I'm hoping to wait to get the other one on the line before I put them on. But they are Mark Magnum and Ryan Michaels. I'm actually going to go to Ryan Michaels right now because I don't want to wait. Ryan Michaels, you are on the air.
Hey, Ace, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, my friend. This Saturday, what a match it's going to be.
It's a pretty big opportunity for both myself and for Mark. So I know he's looking forward to it. He's been pretty social about it. I've kind of been laying low and doing my thing and studying the way I study, getting ready for this Saturday. It's a pretty big deal. Never had a match where a contract's on the line, so I've been approaching this one a little bit differently than I have things in the past.
Well, let's talk about your history with Mark Magnum. You guys have, over the past year or so, developed a very close-knit friendship.
Yeah, we have.
In the past, you two have, quite frankly, gone to war with each other.
Yeah, so, I would say, like you said, it didn't start off that way. It didn't start off being friends. Actually, it started off with a bit of a rivalry with, you know, Mark calling me out and just wanting to get in the ring with me. And you know, we went down that road. We did a few shows together, and then I went back into my just not necessarily retirement, but I just started laying low again and just kind of started waiting around to see if something else was going to open up that I was interested in or whatever the case may be. And then I get a call out of the blue one day from Marcus. He just says, "Hey, you need to come check this place out." And I guess you could kind of say the rest is history at that point. Next thing you know, he's one of my best friends in the business, and we're going to these shows together and, you know, just developed a relationship together.
Now, what is it like to go from, I won't say bitter enemies, but definitely not friends to, you guys are practically as close as brothers and actually closer than some brothers.
Well, I think with our rivalry that we had back in, let's see, we're in 2018, so it's about 2016. It was, at least on my end, it was never a hatred thing. It was never jealousy. It was never envy. It was never anything like that on my end. Marcus was trying to get my attention. Marcus was calling me out, and I guess you would have to ask Marcus the reason why. I mean, I've never really asked him why of that, actually, now that you bring it up. Mine was just more lines of, okay, it's, you know, here's a guy who's been around for a while, and I've done something to get his attention, and I don't know if now he's wanting to test me to see if he thinks either I'm as good as I say I am, or I'm as good as he possibly thinks I am, or whatever the case may be. And that's how that started, at least on my end. I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna show you that I'm not like everybody else on the indie scene, that I do go into things completely different compared to everybody else. I am people have said multiple times I'm a master technician, that I'm very technical in the ring, and I have a game plan, and for the most part I stick to it. It's very rarely that I have to go out of that zone to where something's not going the way that I've prepared for it, and I think it's just strictly the way that I do prepare going into my matches. The few times that Marcus and I have done great matches with each other, it's always ended up in my favor. And I think it's just, you have two different guys that go into preparing in two completely different ways, as how Marcus and myself go into our matches. Where is Marcus?
Actually, I just tried to contact him. I haven't gotten a response yet, so I'm not exactly sure. I know he knew about the interview. He said he wouldn't forget.
Aren't you his agent?
Like I said, tried to contact him, couldn't get a hold of him.
I guess this will end up being a one-sided conversation then here, won't it be? But I'll do my best to try and speak for Marcus if he doesn't get a chance to call in.
Well, I think he might be calling in here shortly.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, you guys have teamed together several times. And like you've both said, this Saturday, it's not personal, it's strictly business.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, especially in Marcus's mind as well, this one's going into straight business. I think Marcus before was always a little more personal in our rivalry than I was. Because I can honestly say I never had a problem with the guy. I always enjoyed his work, or, saw and respected the talent that he had. I always knew he was a very talented wrestler. So when I got the opportunity to go in there, I'm going in there with a guy that I have respect for already, even if he's just, not approaching it or necessarily doing it with me as well. So, hold on one second. Marcus is asking me, what's the number to the show? Hold on. I'm going to send him this number, and we're going to get him in here. Give me one second. Who's the agent now, huh? Maybe I'm Marcus's agent.
Oh.
But this Saturday at Battle on the Border 8 Armageddon, you have to go into this knowing it's straight business, and you can't let anything else get in the way. This is different than, a championship or just your basic style match or, any other stipulations you want to put on. This is win or go home. This is make or break. You got one shot. Like we've been saying for the past couple months building this, there can only be one. And I know Marcus doesn't intend on losing, and neither do I.
Absolutely, and ladies and gentlemen, better late than never. Well, if I would quit pushing the wrong button.
You got me on or not, man. You got me on or not. I'm hearing him talking all kinds of smack. You got him on or not.
You're on, ladies and gentlemen, the Militant Marvel, Mark Magnum.
So,
don't worry, Marcus. I'll carry this podcast like I carry the team. It's all right. I got it, brother.
Oh, so now you're going to talk smack. You're talking about how you're carrying the
podcast.
I'm
not talking smack.
That's what I just heard.
Yeah, lighten up, have some fun. Would you? Some of us gotta get up. Some of us gotta get up at 3:30 in the morning. Lighten up.
That's not my fault.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Self-hatred.
Anyway, all right. So hit me with some questions. Come on with it. Let's go. I'm a busy man. That's why I called in late. I'm a busy man.
I know you are, and I was just asking your tag team partner slash opponent.
Oh, he's on my partner. My partner right now.
What can we look forward to this Saturday?
Basically what I said in the Battle on the Border promo. I mean, there's going to be two hungry guys that come out and give the fans a show, but only one guy is going to eat, and it's me. I plan on doing what I need to do with Ryan Michaels. We got past history. We got, you know, we've got unfinished business, and I plan on settling that this Saturday.
And,
Jesus.
Yeah, geez, what? Say something, Ryan. Say something.
I'm just going to allow you to let you talk through your emotions, and we'll just...
Talk through what
emotions?
Go
on to the...
It is, man. We've got history. We put on great shows in other companies, and now it's about to be in the third. And I don't plan on leaving that building with nothing less than a win. That's how that goes. As any show, but this show especially, I've told you in person, I've told you in private, I've told you in messages, I've told you in everything that this match means more to me than the match that me and Cody had. This is important to me. And I plan on bringing my A++++ game to beat you. I mean, you're my boy. I love you and all that. But when that bell rings, you're just like anybody else I step into the ring with. Believe me. Anybody else.
I understand. I respect that. And that's...
No, Ace, well, where you at, Ace? You're the host of this show. Do something. Say something.
I'm just letting you two...
He's delivering all the blow and boil over.
I'm ready right now. They can ring the bell right now. We can go. I mean, I'm ready. Saturday can't come fast enough. 22nd cannot come fast enough. I want to end this chapter of my life and move on.
What's the chapter, Marcus? What is this? I'm not talking to a guy that's just hungry for a contract spot. This sounds like a guy that is still not over something I thought we were over with 2 years ago. This sounds like the bitter guy that has this huge chip on his shoulder towards me that he had in the very beginning, which is what even started our whole issues with each other, with you calling me out. That's who's talking right now.
I have nothing to prove to you. Trust me on that. I look at myself in the mirror. I've got something to prove to myself. That's all there is to it. It has nothing to do with you. I know, in the deepest crevice of my heart, that I can beat you. I know it. With every drop of blood in my heart, I know I can beat you. I know it. And I'm telling you, on Saturday, those fans, the Battle of the Border Brigade, they're going to find out what I already know. I can beat you, and I'm going to prove it on a contract spot. And wherever you land after that, wherever you land, I give you all the credit in the world, Ryan Michaels. You're one of the best I have ever stepped into the ring with. And I've stepped in with some great ones. And I'm telling you, you're one of the best. But I'm telling you, Saturday night, you will not be good enough to beat me. Not at all. You'll give me a test. I know you will. I know you'll test me. I know you'll push me to my limit. You'll make me blow up. I already know it. That's you. That's our relationship. That's our rivalry, and I love it, and I appreciate it, and I respect it. But Saturday night, I'm putting you down, man. There's nothing else I can say. I'm going to put you down and end it. and whatever happens after that, let the chips fall where they may. That's how I feel.
Is this about a contract, Marcus, or is this about something else?
Oh, it's about a contract.
What? It's not what
after,
I'm hearing.
After the 10 years in this business, after the time I've spent and some of the dirt hole, companies I've worked, and to be at a spot where I can finally do something that's meaningful, you better believe I'm coming with both guns loaded with extra clips because I'm coming prepared for you and anybody else that comes after I beat you. That's where I'm looking at it. I almost want to say I'm looking past you. I'm not, but I in my mind, I'm confident enough to know I'm going to beat you. And know after
mistake,
that, I'm going to.
The biggest mistake you could possibly make is even remotely looking past me. You've done that twice. You've done it twice, and it hasn't worked out either way. Do not look past me. Do not look
past
me.
You act like I was supposed to look past the past, but at the same time, you're bringing up the past. So, of course, I want to remember the past and the bond that we created after that. I'm not going to lie. We're good friends. Not even going to lie. But at the same time, I know that with you, it's a different kind of match. It's not just me working any other guy. It's just going to be a guy that's going to push me to my absolute limit and then some. And I know that. And I expect that. And I want that from you. I beg of you to bring the fucking best out of me. And if I'm not allowed to cuss on this podcast, too bad, I just did it. I want you to bring the best out of me. Because trust me, I'm going to bring the best out of you. And I'm going to beat you when I'm done.
You know, I love having you guys on the show because I think you guys you definitely bring out the best in each other, and I think you put on the best shows I have.
Now, my question is, Ace, are you going to be there? Are you going to be there to witness what I'm saying happening? Because I'm telling you, I'm calling my shot like Babe Ruth out in Yankee Stadium. I'm pointing out in the left field, and I'm calling my shot. Ryan Michaels is going to get beat this Saturday. I'm calling it. It's a spoiler alert. I'm not Paul Heyman, not trying to be, but I'm guaranteeing you this much. I'm not leaving that building with no less than a win at all. So are you going to be there?
You'll have to wait till Saturday to find out.
No, wait, no. We're not doing that. It's a yes or a no kind of question.
At this exact moment, I am unsure. So, you will know when I know. How's that?
Well, if you're there, just know you're going to bear witness to me beating Ryan Michaels finally. After 2.5 long years of me waiting and anticipating, and we've been boys and teammates, and I loved all that, and it's all been great. But there's a point, and there's a time in a man's career when you look and you see a moment where you know it's time to strike. And this is definitely that moment for me. Because I'll be honest, 3 or 4 months ago, I was thinking about being done. And then opportunities kept opening up. And now the Battle of the Border is coming up. And it gives me another chance to keep going. And I'm not stopping on Saturday. I plan on keep on rolling. That's what's going to happen with Mark Magnum. Now, Ryan Michaels, he can go back to obscurity like he was before, when I first met him, where he wrestled here and there. And I'm going to keep on rolling like the last 10 years I've been doing. That's what's going to happen Saturday. Believe me. You got anything else to say, Ryan? I know you're still on the line. You're letting me take over.
I'm totally just soaking all this in and just listening to you do what you do, which is just rant and ramble and talk with emotion, and you don't get it.
What's there not to get?
You don't get it. What did you just say? You've been growing. You've been rolling strong for 10 years. For 10 years. And you called me out, a guy, like you said, in obscurity, not doing anything, just living the normal day-to-day life, 3 years out of the business by that point. And you called me out, and you couldn't beat me. Out of 3 years of me not doing anything, not being in a ring, not even caring. And I accepted your challenge twice and beat you twice. And now here we are. I actually have something that I need to fight for this time. And you think just because you're going to come with both guns blazing and that loud mouth and all these emotions and momentum in your corner because you're so amped up, I can already tell you now, your focus is not where it needs to be. You shouldn't be worried about if Ace is going to be at the show or not. If you are worried about anything else except me in that ring, whether it's who's there, your possible future with Battle on the Border, what even your family, Marcus, it's going to cost you your contract. Understand, brother. We go into this two completely different ways. And I have had nothing but the last 2 months to sit here and prepare for this.
What do you think I've been doing? Just waiting? Just standing by?
Brother, what
I'm
I've been
ready
seeing...
for you.
You've been dealing stuff with Jake Shepherd and that guy that carries the cane with the parrot on it. I don't even know his name. You've been involved in so many other things. You're all over the place. My mind.
Man, don't worry about me,
straight.
Ryan. Don't worry about me. I can burn
no,
the candle up the back, around the side, up
as,
the middle.
As your,
it doesn't matter.
As your friend,
as
your brother, as somebody that loves you, I do worry.
There's nothing to worry about, man. I got this
because
under control.
The only
for
thing
10
that's
years
left
I've been
after
running
Saturday,
this shit,
the only thing that's going to be left after Saturday, Marcus, is when you go back in that locker room and you're changing and taking your bags in the car, can you look in that rearview mirror and look at yourself and deal with it?
When I look at that, and when I get my gear bag and I go home, I'm gonna look in the rearview and know of a man that accomplished something. One, won a contract, and two, beat somebody that thinks I can't beat him. You're still in that point in your mind where you think I can't beat you. After everything I've been through, after what you've seen I've been through, and you want to act like I can't beat you? Am I gonna admit you've beat me? Oh yes, you have. Impressively, I might add, sometimes. You beat me. But at the same time, homie, let me tell you something. You're going to sit there and act like I don't have game, like I don't know what I'm doing, like after all this time, I haven't learned anything? What do you think you're my boy for? Plain and simple. You're my boy. I love you. But I stepped underneath your learning tree for a reason. You got that whole saying about, you know, keep your enemies close and your friends closer and all that crap. I kept you close for a reason, because I knew there was going to be a day that it was going to come where we stepped into the ring one more time, and it just happens to be for something that means something much more than anything else we've ever done. We've wrestled in, you know, DCW. We've wrestled at, you know, World's Best Wrestling, and those were just matches. This is for a contract at a company that means something, not no strip mall wrestling, nothing else. This is real business, big business, and I am not coming up short. You can doubt me. I appreciate that, because that gives me something to be hungry for when I boot up and suit up on Saturday. But I'm telling you, I know what I'm doing, and you're going to find out Saturday night.
That's the problem, Marcus. I know what you're doing, too. I'm 10 steps ahead. I always have been.
That's why you're going to lose. That's why you're going to lose. You think you're ahead of me. You think you're smarter than me. You think you know more than me. You think you got a little bit of an edge on me. It's not going to happen, man. I love you. I can't say that enough. You're my boy. But this is business. And I'm telling you, it's not going to end the way you think. At all. I can't say that enough. Hey, take control of your show. Do something, man. Ask a question. Because let's sit here and argue and ruin a friendship.
I definitely don't want you guys to ruin a friendship because, like I said, I think you guys are closer than some brothers I've seen. We're actually about out of time. So I want to thank you both for being on.
Where's Natasha River? I thought she was supposed to be on this episode. Where's she at?
No, she's not on this episode.
Well, for real?
I have it on good authority. She's listening, but she's not.
Well, that's why I missed the last episode with you, because you ain't got her on like you're supposed to have her on.
She's only a part-time co-host, so.
See, you need to have her full-time. You have too much dead air, homie. You need to speak more.
I'm working on a full-time co-host, so.
Why ain't Natasha Rivers? What's up with that?
Well, you know, she's kind
of
like Beetlejuice.
Hook her sister up.
You know, she kind of, you say her name three times and she magically appears.
Well, Natasha. Now, why isn't she on the show?
Why are you worried about who's on the show?
Don't worry about fans.
You don't get it.
I'm having a conversation with my agent. Don't worry about what the hell we're talking about. Just worry about Saturday when you're looking up at the lights and you hear my music playing for the second time and you realize I beat you succinctly, quickly, without any controversy, no drama, no feet on the ropes, no tights being pulled, nobody coming out to help me, nothing. Just me beating you because I am the man. That's how that's going to work Saturday night. I come ready for you more than anything else I've ever been ready for in my life, more than the birth of my kids, anything else. I am ready, more than ready.
You are talking like a desperate man, and
desperate
men will do desperate things in desperate times.
Am I desperate?
And the more that this match goes on, the more that this match goes on in 20 seconds, the more you are going to realize that contract is slipping from you and you're going to get more desperate. You're right, Marcus. You are right. I am not going to beat you on the 22nd. You are going to beat you. And I know this.
That's what you think, man. Just think that. You just keep thinking that, man. I know Ace is trying to sign off, so let him sign off, but we'll just have
and
to.
I'm not signing off. You keep stuffing down, Marcus. You keep telling yourself all these little things. You keep trying to build yourself up, pump yourself up, hype up, do whatever it is you need to do. Doesn't matter. Maybe for once. Maybe for once, Marcus, in 10 years, you need to approach it different. You can't beat me playing your game.
Okay. We'll see about that.
Perhaps, you need to play mine.
I'm not playing anybody's game but my own. The same game I've been playing for 10 years. I'm playing it a little differently than I've played it. But at the same
and
time,
this
I'm
is why you will fail.
Now, hold on. Who's talking about failing?
Marcus, this whole King of the Indies isn't just a good T-shirt. It isn't just to boost my own ego.
I am
that's the problem.
The very
you think
best.
You are the king of
I
the
am
Indies. I mean,
the very best technician today. Anything you're possibly thinking, any game plan, any game plan you possibly have, I am already 10 steps around it. I know you. I know what you're going to do. I know where you're weak. I know where you struggle. And I know where your mind goes when you start losing momentum.
Wow.
You can't.
Where I'm weak.
Wow, that's a little cocky.
You know what?
I love it. I love it, man. I mean, I'll give you your credit. Yeah, I mean, you're a decent hand. I'll say that.
Decent hand.
But I mean,
a decent hand.
To think that you're on my level.
Why don't you watch the last two matches and see who's on who's level?
I have watched the last two matches. They're still on my video camera. I haven't deleted them all. They're still on my camera. I watched them to this day. Just for that reason, because like I told you, I knew there was going to be a day when me and you stepped into the ring one more time. I knew about it. I knew there was going to be a time somewhere, someplace. I didn't know it was going to mean something like quite like this, but I knew there was going to be a time when we did this one more time. We danced one more time. We got in there and went toe-to-toe one more time. I knew there was going to be another time. I knew it. There was a reason I kept that shit on my camera for so long. Because I knew at some point me and you were going to get in there and we were going to do it again. And now it's for a contract for a company that means something. Oh, dog, let me tell you how bad I am going to beat you down. I'm telling you. I'm not going to enjoy it, trust me on that. But I know at the end of the day it's going to mean a contract at a company that I want to be at. That you're not going to be at because I'm going to be the reason for it.
You know, that's fine, Marcus. That's fine. I'm going to let you go with that. You sound so happy and thrilled about that. I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about knowing what I have to do and knowing what the outcome is going to be. I'm not happy about it.
You think I'm happy about this, dog? I would have had anybody else for me to get a contract spot.
Are you listening to yourself? You're just speaking with vengeance. You are so fucking hell bent on trying to prove to people. Last 10 years, rah rah black sheep. That's all I hear. You are so hell bent on needing to feel that accomplishment for 10 years of what you've done, and it needs to be recognized by people. That's where we're different, Marcus.
I've been getting recognized for 10 years, dog. I get recognized everywhere I go. It's not recognition to me. This is between me and you. This has nothing to do with recognition or being acknowledged or being respected. If it is about being respected, it's between me and you. Because you still got that head on your shoulders that you think I can't beat you, or that you're better than me, or like you just said earlier, that you're one step ahead of me, or you're 12 steps ahead of me, or you're 25 steps ahead of me. That's where your downfall is, because if you're 25 steps ahead of me, I'm 27 in front of you. I'm ahead of you. Watch me work on Saturday. And I'm telling you, what you think you know, you don't know nothing. You thought you knew me. My game's evolved. I've gotten better. While I've watched you sit there and stall out against Cody time after time after time after time, when I watched you stall out every single – you stalled out against Miss Magnus. You had a long losing streak at a company that we left, and now you're going to try to come at me like you can beat me when I've beaten guys you can't beat. I've beaten Miss Magnus. I've beaten Cody Hawks when it mattered. While you're trying to tell me what I can't do, dude, I love you. I can't say it enough. You're my boy, and we'll hang out and have barbecues after this, and I know it. But at the same time, this moment, this point in time between us, there's a disconnect, and I'm fine with that because we got to do what we got to do Saturday night, and I love it, and I'm fine with it. I wish it was, I honestly wish it was somebody else, anybody else. I wish it was Shepard, honestly, or anybody else. But it has to be you. And I'm going to do what I have to do to go where I need to go. And there's nothing else personal. There's nothing personal about it. Nothing personal. I can look at footage where you beat me, and that's fine. Yeah, it happened. It happened. And I've lived with it, and I've swallowed it. And we've been tag team partners since, and I've been fine with it. But when you tell me I'm booked in a match against Ryan Michaels for something that matters, in a match that matters, for a contract spot at a company that matters, you think I'm not going to take that seriously? You think I'm just going to shrug it off my shoulders like, oh, I got this. I do have this. But I'm going to be laser focused against you, man. I've never been more serious in my entire career than I am right now. Ever.
Gentlemen, let's let the lady get a word in.
Oh, I was having a good time listening to him. Hi.
What's going on, Natasha, baby girl? How you doing?
I'm good, but wow. Talk about spitting fire there.
I mean, we've got history. That's what it is. I mean, Saturday, I think no matter what happens, whether he beats me again or whether I beat him, it's going to get – that's the end of it. I can live with it, however it ends. But I'm coming in ready to roll and keep moving forward. That's the plan.
Now, not to be devil's advocate, but can you really live with it no matter how it ends?
Well, you guys go there. I mean,
can
I mean,
you
can
live
with
it, Marcus?
Yeah, of course. Can I? Yeah, of course I'll live with it. I've lived with two. If I have to live with three, that's what it is. He's still my boy. I'm not going to, you know, disconnect from him because, oh, he beat me in a match. We're friends outside this business, and that means more to me than anything. But at the same time, I mean, come on. Natasha, you've been some of the places we've been. You know what
yes,
we've
I have.
Been. And
you
to
know
go from where, we're, where we're about to be, I'm sorry. That's a step up. And I'm not going to just take it slightly at all. I'm going to take it as serious as I can and look at this as a huge opportunity that it is and move forward. And if that means having to mow down one of my best friends in this business and outside, so be it.
I'm very glad to hear that, you know, you guys have this fantastic opportunity to get the contract this Saturday. And I'm glad you're both going in prepared. The one thing I am going to say, because I have been listening this whole time, I've listened to both of you go back and forth. And the one thing I'm going to say is, I think you're both kind of looking past each other, which is going to be a huge mistake. And it's just a matter of who's going to make the biggest mistake first. That's how I see this going. It's whoever makes that biggest mistake first. That's
who's going to win. Right. You might be right on that, Natasha. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to think I'm overlooking him. I don't think he's overlooking me because the last two times he didn't. So, I mean, I'm not supposing that he is. But I know at the same time I've got to strategize my game plan a little bit differently than the last two matches we've already had. And I've watched footage. I've studied. You think I haven't been studying the entire time I've known this contract signing was coming? I've been studying this entire time. And before that, to be honest, I knew that, like I've been saying, I knew there was going to be a Damian him stepping to the ring again, whether it was CWAI or any damn other company. I knew it was going to happen somewhere. And
now, just
remember,
I know
one of the biggest companies in the state.
Just remember, I know you, and I know where you're willing to go to win. The question is, are you willing to go to that extent to beat your boy, to beat your best, one of your best friends in this business? And outside.
I guess we'll have to see on Saturday. I mean, I can't really answer that one. I mean, it's one of those ones where anybody can say they're a hero, but you don't know until the heat of the moment, until that moment happens, whether you are or not. So I'm not going to sit there and say I'll stoop to the depths of hell to beat my friend. But when the bell rings, I mean, I want to be the reason it rings again. I'll
that's
just say that.
To me, that's where that's going to come down to. Now, I do not know Ryan Michaels nearly as well as I know you. I've seen in some things and I've heard some things with regards to Ryan's past in this business. But I think that's where, I think that's going to be the pinnacle of who's going to win and lose this match is A, who's going to make that biggest mistake first, and B, who's willing to go as far as they absolutely need to go.
That's a hard question to answer because, like you said, you know Marcus very well. You know Marcus very well, and you know how far he can go or what level he can take it to or what he needs to do to get what he needs. And like I said, you may not know me all that well. Ace may not know me all that well. But Marcus does. And Marcus knows who I used to be. And if I have to go there, will. You understand, Marcus?
I hear you. I look forward to it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm not scared of that. I'm not scared of you.
Do not make me go there. I've tried for the last 3 years to keep this guy down, and I've done very well. But if you keep running your mouth like how you're running your mouth and pissing me off, I'll have no problem bringing him out for one night. We'll see.
Okay.
There's always
a... keep that in
mind. Like I said, I never come not prepared.
Neither do I. I've always came with a plan day one. From then to now, I've always came with a plan. And it may not have always worked, but I always had a plan. And I've got a plan for you just like anybody else. I come prepared, ready to roll. I plan on shaking hands with you no matter what happens. I plan on shaking hands with you at the end of this match, whether I win, whether I lose. Because I know at the end of the day that the best man's going to win. It's going to be me, but I know the best man's going to win. And I'll be willing, even if I do lose somehow, I'm going to be willing to put my hand out there to my best friend, extend it, and shake your hand and acknowledge the fact that on that night, even though you won't be, but I'll acknowledge it if it happens. Even though it won't, but I'll acknowledge it.
That right there.
So.
That is what business is built on. That is the foundation of this business is respect. And
I'm
the fact that.
No, I'm not. Go ahead,
I'm not saying you don't respect him. But I know there's a lot of people that can say, I will shake your hand when this is all said and done, regardless of the outcome.
I mean that. No matter how it happens.
That aren't big enough to do it. So,
no matter where he gets me with a quick roll up or he beats me outright, I'll shake his hand. I don't think it's going to come to that. He's going to have to shake my hand and humble himself. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's a spoiler alert. It's coming out right now. It's a spoiler alert. He's going to have to humble himself and shake my hand and acknowledge for one night out of the three we've had with each other, I was finally better. That's what's going to happen this Saturday night. He's got to acknowledge it and accept it and live with it, just like I have had to for the last 2.5-3 years. He's got to live with that one blemish on his record, that one guy. I guess for him it's a little bit more than just one guy. He's got Cody and Mitch and many others at other companies that he couldn't beat, but, you know, that I did. But, you know, that it is what it is.
So I guess that begs the question then, Ryan Michaels, if – he does pick up that victory. Can you handle that?
Can you? I don't think you can.
Marcus.
I don't think you can because for all this time you thought you were better than me. I don't think you can. But I'm going to let you answer this one. I'm out. Go ahead.
I don't have to sit there and make up scenarios in my head or tell myself that I think I'm better than you. you're the one that is having to convince himself that you're better than me.
Never
at the end of the night,
that,
Marcus, but... at the end of the night, Marcus, win, lose, or draw, I will shake your hand out of respect for my friend.
Sorry.
But you have to understand, as much as you want to keep bringing up Cody, everyone, someone to somebody else always has their number. You're right. You are absolutely right. For the last year and a half, I haven't had focus. I've been focused on one thing, one fucking thing, and it still can kind of sneak up on me.
Huh.
Cody's got my number.
He ain't the only one, you're about to find out Saturday.
And I have yours.
I don't think so. If you did have my number, I've changed.
I'm talking with you.
You're about to find out.
I've beaten you twice.
And since then, the numbers changed, the locations changed, the area codes changed. You have no clue. You're going to find out. You're going to find out what I've known for the last year and a half, 2 years. I convinced you. And I'm about to prove it to you this Saturday.
You heard it right here, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday. Mark Magnum, Ryan Michaels, Battle on the Border. Talk about your barn burners, though.
I understand Natasha's on the line. What the hell happened to Ace? Did he just, like, go to sleep or something?
I do what
no,
I always
I'm
do.
Here.
I think over.
Well, what happened to you, Ace? I thought you were the host of the show.
I'm the host, but like she said, she comes in and she takes over.
See, that's your problem right there. You let women take over your life. I digress.
I digress. I have a whip with your name on it.
Mm-hmm. I know you do. Good times.
And don't think just because I don't work there no more, I forgot how to use it.
My bad.
All right. So long as we're on the same page with that.
On that one, we are. On that, we're on the same page on that. I don't know about your prediction with me and Ryan Michaels, but we're on the same page with that.
I'm not predicting, because all I'm saying is it's going to be a hell of a match. Win, lose, draw, whoever.
No. Let's get that out the way. Both of y'all are on the line, Ace Diamond and Natasha. What's y'all's prediction? And don't you know, change up your answers because both of us are on the line. Who do you think is going to win?
Go ahead, Ace.
Your opinion. Ace, who do you think?
I'm going to give a long answer.
Oh, God.
You always give a long answer, so why don't you just cut to the chase and give a straight answer?
That's what I'm just saying.
He's got to make up for all the time he wasn't allowed to talk on his own show because we were all going back and forth, so he's got to make up time now. So
go
I'll
ahead,
give a long
Ace,
answer.
Take your
here.
Time. I forgot. It is your show. Go ahead.
You are both incredible wrestlers. I respect the hell out of both of you. Mark, I've known you most of your career.
All of them.
Ryan, I haven't known you that long, but you earn my respect a lot faster than most people do. That being said, I got to go with my client. Mark's going to win it.
My dog. Natasha, where you stand?
Well, I have to, as far as how much I know about each of you, Mark, I've seen you in and out of the ring. I've managed you on numerous
occasions.
You were at
my wedding. You were at my wedding.
Yes, I was. And I had a fabulous time. And had a fabulous time.
There you go.
And I love you dearly. You are my brother. I will always be your white she devil.
Why do I feel like there's a butt coming?
Look, just I have a big ass doesn't mean anything. That's beside the point. Anyway.
Well, okay.
Sorry, had to go there. My apologies.
I know.
You know how I am. But you're right, there is a but. He does have a proven track record where you're concerned. And while you have been working hard, and I know you, you study, you work, you bust your ass. I'm not saying you're overlooking anybody or doing anything else. But I'm looking at, he doesn't have the physical toll that you've had on your body because you've been out there. You've been having matches with guys like Jake Shepherd and them. So on the principle of he's had more time for his body to recuperate and he has seemingly had your number, I am going to go with Ryan Michaels.
And my number. All right. And I respect your opinion. I'm not going to argue with you or nothing. It is what it is, I guess. But I guess if you were there in attendance on Saturday, you'd find out the same thing everybody else is going to find out. When there's something that matters on the line, I always come through.
I know you have in the past. I've been witness to most of it.
And you're doubting me now. I hear doubt. I hear doubt and change in your voice, but it is what it is. I respect Ryan Michaels. He's an accomplished competitor, in my opinion, and he should be held to a higher esteem than he is in this business. But when it comes to comparing him to me and what I've done and where I've been and what I'm about to do Saturday night, he's putting it, and he's going to find out Saturday night.
You can't compare quantity and quality, Marcus.
Well, we can do the whole quantity and quality if you want to do that. That's fine. I understand. I'm traveling.
I said you can't compare it.
I understand that. But I've been in there with legends. And I'm not going to settle for anything less than a victory on Saturday. I'm not sitting there saying I'm going to out and out cheat or anything, but trust me, if I'll do what I have to do to pin you, I'll do what I have to do to beat you, I'll do what I have to do to hold your shoulders down, or even for that matter, surprise you and make you tap. Whatever I've got to do, it's going to happen. It ain't going to be a count out. That ain't going to be a disqualification. It's going to be pinfall or submission. I promise you, the fans, anybody in attendance, and anybody that books the show that, it's not going to be no bull crap. You know, no, not with me and you. It's going to end the way it's supposed to, with me beating you, bending some shoulders, or making you tap. That's what's going to happen. It's going to happen. I promise you that. I have never been focused for anything as I am right now. Never. And I was focused for Cody, and I'm more focused for you than I was for him. I'm telling you, you have no clue what you're stepping into Saturday. I know you're going to come with everything you got. I know it. I know you. And I expect to work. I expect to be blown up. I expect you to push me to my limits, and I love it. I appreciate it. And that's why you're my boy. That's why we get along, because we look at the business the same way. But it's just not going to happen, man. It's not in the cards for you that night. It's not. Battle of the Borders is going to get one hell of a show from both of us. No matter what, we're going to leave it all in the ring. No matter who wins this match, the fans are going to get the treat of all treats before the show even starts. We're going to blow them up and blow the place up before the show even damn starts. And I look forward to doing that with you. But I'm going to win. Plain and simple.
Now, on a side note to this whole match, that is the one thing that undoubtedly, because unfortunately I will not be there due to other obligations, but that is the one thing that absolutely pisses me off about this whole match.
What do you mean?
I get it. You guys are basically in an exclusive VIP match, and I think that's great. But I think a match of this magnitude to earn a contract spot. In my personal opinion, which we all know, in certain areas doesn't mean jack squat, but at the very least should be the semi-main event of this show. A match of this magnitude with that kind of a prize on the line. That is just my opinion, though.
I mean, we don't book the matches. We just compete for spots on them. So, I mean, I appreciate it. I told Devin from the start, the day of the contract signing, I was happy to be even considered. So, I'm not. My spot on the card at this point, I don't care about. I'm happy to be on the show and to prove my position and to show that I have a reason to be there. And Ryan, I'm sure Ryan's the same way. It's not about where we're at on the card. I would say, Ryan, I would think you feel the same way on that.
Yeah, right now it's not about.
I wholeheartably say that
six eggs in one, half a dozen in the other. You know, you can look at it in different ways. But the focus I can't think of that right now. I can't think of where we're at. The only thing we can think of from here on until Saturday.
Yeah.
I got one thing on my mind.
I mean, honestly, Natasha, in my mind, this is main event. I mean, honestly, in my mind, this is the main event. Whether it's the show, you know, the match that kicks off the show before the show even starts, that's fine. In my mind, this is the main event. And I want to treat it as such. And I know Ryan's going to do the same. And that's why I'm going to bring my A game. He's going to bring his A game. Me and him are going to go one-on-one and go toe-to-toe and do what we do. And at the end, somebody's going to get their hand raised. I'm assuming it's going to be me. That's I don't see it any other way.
And I agree, and I respect
it. The one promise I can give you guys, more than anything else, the one thing I can promise is this. Marcus and I are going to demonstrate why, out of all the entrants put in for this match, that him and I were selected. And I can promise you, no matter who wins, this is going to be a great event.
And that's really all anybody can ask for.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are about out of time.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having us on, Ace.
Yeah, as always, brother, thanks for having me on.
I'll talk to you guys later.
It was nice talking to you again.
Always.
Marcus, I'll see you Saturday, brother.
I'll be ready, homie. We'll have some fun.
All right. I'm out, guys.
Later, boy.
Have a good night. And all I'm going to say is, tear it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mark Magnum and Ryan Michaels. Catch them this Saturday at Battle on the Border. God, that's going to be a great match.
Yes, it will.
For my impromptu co-host and for my wonderful guests, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.